at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin.
In our hymn book, 89. We'll sing verse 2.
I am so undressedly saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me.
Father,
through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood to every believer, the promise of God, the vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But pure, hallelujah, higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
People praise thee, let all the people praise thee. People praise thy name forever and forever. More, let's stand and sing that. It's number 62.
We have much to praise God for. Amen? Amen. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. And we want to give Him thanks. You know, it's amazing to me that we're here at the end. The four camper periods are over. But God has done great things. He's worked for eternity. Amen. Praise God. He's working. Hallelujah. Even this night, continuing that work in the hearts and lives of our children, our young people, the guests that have passed through this place this season. And so we want to give Him thanks. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Let's just take a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you have saved, you have changed lives. Oh, Jesus, you have poured out your Spirit. You have healed bodies, dear God. We thank you, Lord. And you are at work this night, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We give you thanks, dear God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you have done great things. Maybe someone would lead us in prayer, a prayer of thanksgiving. Come. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory to God.
Oh, Lord,
we thank you for this family.
Yes. We thank you and praise you for all the work that you have done in changing life over the years from the beginning of the camp to now, Father God. We thank you for the blessings that you have given to people and young people coming to the Lord when they're 6 years old. And going through life, knowing the Lord,
Hallelujah.
And then marrying, and then bringing their children here. To me, that is such a blessing.
Yes.
So I thank you for camp, Lord. And I thank you what you have done in my life by coming to camp.
Thank
I think
you,
I've been
Lord.
To camp for different sessions, like for a week or 2 weeks, maybe 48 times. So I praise the Lord.
God. Praise God.
In my life by coming to camp.
Oh God, God, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God, we worship, we thank you, Lord. Oh God, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. We're humbled, Lord. We come and bow, Lord, before you. We're humbled, Lord, by your goodness and your grace, dear God. Oh, Jesus, 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 cover each one, Lord. Cover each one with your precious blood, dear God. Keep them, my God. Keep them, my God. Keep the work. And cause it to grow. Oh, Jesus, guard hearts, I pray. Have your way, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your hand upon us this past season.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you that your eye was upon this camp. We thank you for the feast that you prepared for the different periods, and that many came and were fed. Many came, were saved and healed and delivered and strengthened. And we just rejoice in your work, Lord. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue your work in your children. And in the staffs that were here,
yes, Lord.
All the guests and the visitors, Lord, you know each one that stepped upon these grounds. We believe that you had your hand upon each one.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Gave each one help and strength So, Lord, continue your work, Lord, in these coming days at camp and as the various ones have gone home, Lord, prepare them for what is ahead.
Yes, Lord.
Right?
Yes, Lord.
Keep their eyes upon Jesus, our great Savior. Yes. Lord, help them not to forget to go, to continue and be strengthened in you. We praise you and thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Well, we're singing number 62 in the camp book.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, ye people of his choice. Let all to whom he lendeth breath now in his name rejoice. For love's blessed revelation, for rest from condemnation, praise thy name forever and forever.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Fill this house with your power.
Yes, Lord.
Touch each heart, Jesus. Draw us so deep within that you will abide, that you will move in us, that you will walk in us, that you will transform us, that you will be glorified in everyone in this camp, everyone that will be coming. Lord, your Lord, take over in every life. Live out your life within us.
Yes, Lord.
In all
yes, Lord.
Be glorified.
Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We open our hearts, Lord Jesus, to you. Open our hearts to you, Jesus. You come in, dear God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus, we love you. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'd like to welcome those who have joined us today. It's happy to have Brother Mike and Sister Donna with us. Brother Rich. Let's see, I started now, so I have to continue. It's nice to have Brother James. And his wife Elizabeth. No, that's Judy. That was close. I mean, sisters, right? All right, who else came today? Esther, nice to see you. Trevor came down from the village. Eric Rodko, Danny Frestino. Who else? Who am I missing? Ruth Connect. Welcome. And some are going home. And so that's what happens. They come and they go. And we start over again. Praise God. This morning I sang a song that someone handed me. They did. And Brother George should be singing this, but he has a cold. So I'm giving him a pass again. But it's about coming from the east and the west, coming from the lands afar. And I'm amazed this season again how God brings people from all over to this place. We have a young man here from Taiwan tonight. Alex has been working on staff, and Sister Pam is from mainland China. And I mentioned those from Virginia and Maryland and Florida. And Virginia, I said that already? Okay. Brooklyn. We even have Long Island. Long Island, yes, Long Island. I was coming there. It's a foreign land to me, Long Island.
Mexico.
That's right, Brother Mark. And so we're just really blessed tonight to be here together. And I guess what I'd like to say is I'd like us all just to be free. I'm sure there are testimonies in this meeting. I'm sure there are words of encouragement. I'm sure that God has dropped something into your heart that would be a blessing. And so let's just all enjoy the presence of Jesus, but let's be obedient to him also and just see what God will do, all right? He's already come and drawn so near to us, and he wants to continue that work in our hearts. They come. Yeah, you can give me maybe in C. I don't know. Is that good? Yeah. They come from the east and west. They come from the lands afar to feast with the king, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with a light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine. Since Jesus has set me free, I'm happy as heart can be. No longer I bear the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. Now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free. Now, if you know that, you can just join in any time, all right? I look on the great white throne, before it the ransom stand. No longer are tears, no sorrow is known, nor death in that goodly land. My Savior has gone before, preparing the way for me. Soon we'll meet to part no more, through time or eternity. Amen. Since Jesus has set me free, I'm happy as heart can be. No longer I bear the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. Now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free. The gates of that holy place stand open by night and day. Oh, look to the Lord who giveth more grace, whose love has prepared the way. a home in those mansions fair. His hand hath reserved for all, for the wedding feast prepare, obeying the gracious call. Since Jesus has set me free, I'm happy as heart can be. No longer I bear the burden of care, his yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. Now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Gathered all the boys around a campfire in Natick, and we sang some worship songs, and after that, Brother Gary asked the campers to share about what God had done for them over the past 2 weeks. And just whether it was the worship time or the time of the boys sharing, I was closing my eyes, and I just sense such a pleasure from Jesus. Such a I had such a joy in my heart as we were all worshiping the Lord together, and then these boys were sharing how they had grown closer to Jesus in these past 2 weeks. And that was like recurring through almost every testimony, was I got closer to Jesus. You know, I know God was working in me, you know, and I've grown in my faith. So it was just, as I closed my eyes and listened to them, I felt such a joy and God just rejoicing with us over everything that had happened in these 2 weeks. So thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for all you have done.
Yes.
This past period and previous periods, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Continue working in each one. Yes. In Jesus.
Amen.
Well, I remember when I was here many years ago. I was in my early 20s. I won't tell you how old I am now. Or not my 20s. But I remember I would sit right in that area myself. And I remember the wonderful times that Jesus met us. As a young person, and I worked on staff, and I came first as a guest, and I didn't want to be a guest. I want to be on staff. I want to be a part of what was going on with all the young people working on staff, and so I asked about, you know, to be on staff. And of course, the gardeners had plenty of room for more young people to help serve the Lord. And so I was so thankful that I could do that, and such a blessing, and how God met us in such a special way. And what's wonderful, when Jesus comes into your heart and gives you that hunger for himself, it doesn't stop. It keeps growing, and years, and still, God wants to give you more and more of himself.
Hallelujah.
And I'm just so thankful again to be here tonight and to hear what the Lord has been doing in these past weeks, and I know we've been praying much for God to touch hearts and to reveal himself. And I just wanted to read a verse. You know, when Jesus, before he left, he said to the disciples, he said, I'm going to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and they were to go and tarry and wait in Jerusalem. Do you know why Jesus died and rose again? His purpose was he wanted to send the Holy Spirit, his presence, to dwell in us. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, it's a wonderful life to have Jesus dwelling inside of you. He wants to reveal himself to you through his word, by his spirit, and in our walk with him. Hallelujah. I've been hearing of the different teachings and things, blessings that you've been getting, but it all comes through the stream of the Holy Spirit of Jesus himself, that he wants to reveal himself to you. And I just wanted to read a verse in Luke, and it's in chapter 11, if you don't mind. It says this, and I say, and this is verse 9, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you, that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he'll ask a fish, for a fish will he give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? If your earthly father and mother want to bless you, are going to give you things that you ask for and bless you because they love you so much, how much more Jesus, hallelujah, wants to give you the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He wants to give you himself. He's longing over us. And he says, all you have to do is ask. You got to seek. You got to knock. God's there for us. Have you been knocking? Yes, maybe he's come to you now. When you go back home, the Lord wants us to keep seeking him and walking with him. And you know, we've been praying much. I know we pastor a church in Fredericksburg, and I love the young people. because they're tomorrow's church, and my heart is for God to touch them. And I see a bunch of young people here, and I was watching you. I was praying for you. And I was saying, Lord, reveal yourself to them. Lord, make yourself real to them. You know, you can sit there and you can go to me. I have a son, you know, and he was raised in church. We taught him everything. And Pastor Mike and I looked at ourselves one day and we said, you know what? We got to pray for our son to have a real breakthrough in his life. Just because he's a pastor's son, been in all the meetings and knows all the scriptures, that doesn't do it. You have to have your own experience with God. And you can't go on someone else's experience. So we started praying, Lord, reveal yourself to our son. God, you come to him. You touch him. You give him such a hunger for you. And it didn't take long. I bet we prayed maybe together for about 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, God touched him. Something happened to him. We didn't say anything to him. We didn't preach at him. We were just praying on our own together for him. And God touched his heart. He got such a hunger for the Lord. He'd go over to the church an hour before he'd go to his class. He was in high school then. And he'd go and pray an hour before he'd go to school. And he'd be over there praying and praising the Lord, marching around in the church and calling on God to come to him. And he was going through something in his life at that time. And he did that for a whole year. And God broke through in him. When he'd come home, he had like his face would be shining. I thought, oh God, you're doing something for our son. You're breaking through in his life. When you take what is given, when you hear about praise or praying or waiting on the Lord, and you start doing it, it'll start changing your life. Right. You'll be able, you can say it's yours, not because someone told me about it, but because you're doing it. And so his whole life was changed, and today now he's ministering, and he had went to college and had a good job, but then he felt the call to ministry, and now he's in full time the work of the Lord, and God's opened doors for him to speak in the Christian school. He's spoken to like 500 kids, and he's going to have a retreat again for them in a few weeks, and the middle school. And so God just given a lot of open doors. But you know what? God touched him, so now he has something to give. He wants to see the young people. Now he's a little old. He wants to see the young people touched. And that's our heart. We want Jesus to touch lives. And so I just want to say, keep asking, keep knocking. Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God, reveal yourself to me. God, give me more. Give me a greater hunger and a thirst for you. When you're hungry and thirsty and you want him enough, he'll give you his fullness. Yes. So it's so good to see all of you. All, let's run after Jesus in these days.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We
love you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Oh,
Jesus, we love you. We praise you.
Thank you.
We thank you. We thank you.
Make us hungry for you.
Hungry, thirsty for Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Come to us.
Keep tugging at our hearts, Lord.
Yes.
God, keep tugging. Don't let us stop. Don't let us get satisfied. Lord, help us to seek until we find. Lord, there's so much that you have for us. There's a table that's spread. We can go deeper and deeper to Christ to be filled with all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Oh, Lord, build these temples with thy great name's sake.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Glory, Jesus. Make us hungry and thirsty.
Thank you, Lord.
Christ liveth in me.
Why we lack joy is ultimately because we don't quite believe what Jesus is telling us. If you think about it, Christ lives in us. That's really something to be joyful about. No matter what may come against us, no matter whoever may be against us, if Christ is in us and Christ is for us, that ought to give us great joy. And I've been praying more and more for that in my life, and just so thankful that the Lord's helped me in that area more and more as I'm getting older. It doesn't mean occasionally I don't get down or maybe even get a little upset, but generally speaking, I thank God that His joy is my strength. And one time someone said to me, you can't really be that joyful all the time, can you? And I said, well, if you remember and know what Christ has said and what Christ has done, there's more reason to be joyful than there's not. And so I'm thankful that God wants to increase our joy, and really that joy, I believe, comes from the indwelling Christ, from the Holy Spirit, the joy that comes from really the Lord Himself. I was talking to a brother tonight, and he was expressing a difficult situation that he had been going through. And even though the situation wasn't resolved, similar to our sister who testified tonight, he mentioned that there were like three things the Lord had spoken to him through others about the situation. And I said, well, then there's reason to be joyful. He said, but the problem hasn't been solved. I said, but the Lord showed you He's concerned about your problem. That means the God of all creation cares enough about you to even say anything to you about what you're going through. That in itself is reason to rejoice and to be joyful. And so I'm just thankful tonight that we don't need to lack strength. And I just want to encourage, especially our younger folks that are here, but maybe not just our younger folks, we don't need to live down in the dumps. Because there is a Lord who loves us and saved us for a purpose, and He wants to perform His good pleasure in and through our lives. And because we belong to Him and He's living in us and through us, for His name's sake, He is going to be victorious. Amen. And so thank the Lord for joy that we can have.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord.
To the Lord, and ultimately led me to the Lord also. And her name was Virginia DeLordo. She was a saint from Canarsie. She also went to Ridgewood. And she carried God in her life. And being Catholic, I didn't know how to pray. You know, you just prayed the prayers that you were given to pray, repeated them. They didn't mean much. But I had gotten saved. And boy, I wanted Jesus. And so I asked Virginia, I said, Virginia, what should I pray? How do you pray? And she wrote out a prayer for me. I'm still praying it. She wrote out, Dear Lord, reveal yourself to me.
Amen.
Now we know the Holy Revealer is the Holy Spirit. It says that He will show us things to come. He will reveal Himself to us by the Holy Spirit. He will be glorified. The only way really, really to glorify God is to have this wonderful revelation of the Holy Spirit in your life. And it's the essence of everything. You know, I have folks in my church say, how do you get into ministry? I said, well, don't worry about ministry. Seek Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you find Jesus, the river will flow. When the river flows, ministry flows from you. You don't have to have an ordination certificate.
You don't have to be appointed an elder and be given a position. Once you have him, you have something to say. You have power because that word is alive in you and flows through you and will touch hearts around you. And man, do we need to evangelize America. America needs to come back to Jesus. But the churches need to be awakened to this wonderful revelation of who he is, to know him, to make him known, to walk in his love, in his presence. Oh, I thank God. And you know what? That revelation never stops. I remind my folks, the Bible, Jesus said, to him that has, shall more be given. There's more revelation of a wonder of who he is for every one of us.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Thank you. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. Oh, he wants us to turn our eyes to him, and we will become alive unto God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise God.